Damien, this week we are talking about meetings held in Cloudcroft last week by New Mexico's Legislative Finance Committee. They were trying to get an update on how the state is dealing with the spread of COVID-19 and on economic relief plans. The committee also was being briefed on the budget situation with the state. Let's talk about that. What can you tell us on what experts and economists were telling legislators about how the state's budget was looking for next year?
Well, Anthony, I mean, you know, as you pointed out, you can't really talk about a budget without taking a close look at the economic forecast for the state. We right now have the highest unemployment levels in the state's history. NMSU Regents Professor Emeritus Jim Peach said that society will not return to a pre-COVID economy. He said some things are just not reversible, and predicted really two options, either draconian budget cuts or finding revenue sources outside of fossil fuels, which New Mexico has relied upon so heavily for so long. And the oil industry remains volatile. It looks like it probably will for the foreseeable future, too.
The Legislative Finance Committee released Dr. Peach's statement that said even if oil and gas does recover, it is unlikely to generate a lot of employment for the state, which we're already looking at some severe numbers right now.
That's right. One thing that Economic Development Secretary Alicia Keys said was that the last time we saw so few New Mexicans employed was nearly 20 years ago. But back then, we had 240,000 fewer people in the state.
Wow.
So between February and May, we saw a loss of nearly 10% of the jobs in the state. And experts testified last week to the LFC that we might recover half of those jobs by the end of the year, but it could take until mid-2024 to reach 2019 employment levels. And that's depending on if we are able to develop a vaccine for COVID-19 and whether energy markets begin to improve in 2021. Still, that being said, oil production might not rebound to 2019 levels until 2025. So we could be 5 years of looking at this. And of course, that's going to have an enormous impact on the state's budget.
How are things looking for lawmakers come January when they have to convene in Santa Fe to address this major budget issue? Are we looking at a tax increase, possibly?
I think that is something that will have to be considered. Of course, we're also still 5 months out from that, or 6 months out, so anything could change between now and then. Although, I do think that tax increases probably will have to be on the table, and that's something that the LFC is going to have to take a good hard look at.
Anything can change. We should just add that to the possible slogans for 2020.
The end of almost every sentence that we say in 2020, right?
Real quick, I want to hear about a story that reporter Algernon DeMassa has been covering this issue, and that is a company that deals with decontamination. What can you tell us?
That's right. So we've talked in recent weeks about the recent uptick in COVID-19 infections, and it's got public health officials warning of a possible shortage of personal protective equipment, or PPE, as it's commonly called. We talked to the Battelle Company, which operates dozens of decontamination facilities around the U.S. I believe they've got close to 50. And they're using a technology called the Critical Care Decontamination System. And through that, they're able to disinfect PPE for healthcare workers, which make the masks and gloves and gowns and so forth reusable, which really improves workers' safety. And this is certainly going to be critical as public health experts have started sounding the warning bells about a possible shortage of PPE. So that's going to be a really great story, and I certainly hope you'll get to check that out.
Thanks, Damien. We appreciate the update. We'll talk with you next week.
Excellent. And be sure to follow all of our work online at www.lcsun-news.com. And you can follow me on Twitter at Damien Willis.